Hello, David.
Good morning.
Thank you for agreeing to come and talk to us here at the Mardler headquarters. Perhaps you'd give us an insight into your role as event coordinator for the Owsham Agricultural Show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm David Hitcham. I've been involved with the show for 46 years now. I came to Owsham when I worked at Barclays in Owsham in 1978. And on day two, was informed that I would take on the treasurer's job of the Owsham Show. And I've been involved ever since. When our secretary retired in 2012, we couldn't get anybody else to actually take it on. So as I had done a lot with him, I actually took on the whole of the role of running the show, really, which is what I've done for the last 13 years. So that's my role, event coordinator, including administration and finance. The origin of the show is that a local family called the Goulders lost their three eldest sons in World War One. And in their memory, they donated 11 acres of land to the town, which is obviously now the Owsham Recreation Ground, which is then home to some local football and cricket teams. A committee was formed, and the first Owsham show took place in 1946, which was then on Whit Monday. It apparently rained all day.
Oh dear.
There were 360 adults and 200 children attended, paying 2 shillings to go in. I think the show made a profit of £118, which is a lot of money then, probably. And the Goulder Cup is still presented each year for the champion in hand hunter in the show horses section. We moved to the August Bank Holiday Monday eventually, which is now the traditional date of running the show. Apart from 1 year with foot and mouth and the 2 years with COVID, the show has taken place every year. So this year, 2025, will be the 77th. Owsham show. We pay a rent to the National Trust, who obviously own the land that we're now on. We're very lucky really to be on that stunning site with the backdrop of the hall and the lake. In 1957, the Owsham show made its first donation of £1,000 to local charities, and we've done it ever since. And I think in the last 45 years, we've donated about 1.1 million to local charitable organisations.
That's astonishing. And I understand the Mardler lucky enough to be a beneficiary.
Yes, they were, yeah. Well, a very good cause. It's quite amazing how many charitable organisations there are in Owsham and around. And I think when you listen to what they say, what they're doing, it's quite humbling, really, to hear how much is going on in the community. It really is. We don't often support what I call national causes. We have done, but we try and keep it local because we think it's a community involvement, really. We're very much a family show. We encourage families to come and dogs.
And what sort of events do you hold at the show?
We always had a main ring event, and then we have a countryside ring now, which has now become a very popular part of the show. So there's two separate rings now. One has main ring events, which is what I call the bigger events, like the motorbikes and the parachuters who come in and some heavy events. And then the countryside ring is becoming very popular. That has like dogs, raptors and all that sort of thing, all sort of mostly countryside linked. And that is really very popular now. We normally get between 15 and 20,000 people attend the show, not all at once, obviously.
Is it a one-day event?
It's a one-day event. There's been a lot of talk about having a two-day event, but there's pros and cons for that, really. In years gone by, we used to have some show jumping on the Sunday, and the Flower Club used to run a pre-show thing, as did the Art Marquee, but that's now sort of all gone by the wayside, so we are just the Monday now. Whether we will ever be a two-day show, I don't know. The trouble is, so much cost in the infrastructure of setting up the show for one day.
It must be huge.
Well, it's about £250,000, really.
And a lot of people involved.
Yeah, a lot of people involved. We have about 200 volunteers. I reckon there's about 3,000 man and women hours voluntarily given to the show. That's probably understated, but it's very hard to work it out completely. But, you know, we have three main objectives of the show, actually, to promote all aspects of agriculture by education, other activities, and by holding a show. The second one is to support the Owsham Recreation Ground, where it all started. And the third, surplus proceeds distributed to local charitable causes. So there are three main ambitions. We're having to sort of keep a bit more back now in reserves because of the National Trust have a policy that they will close the park if the winds get too high. So they can close that virtually within a few hours. So if that happened, we'd be in a muddle. So we're now trying to build up a reserve to alleviate that if it does happen. They did shut it last year for a day.
But, and how would visitors go about obtaining a ticket?
Well, you can either buy the tickets online from the website. That's in advance, and that's at a discount of £4 off the ticket price this year. It's £26 for adults. But we've always had a policy that we don't charge children. So that's our selling point. So if you're a family of two adults, three children, you're just paying for the two adults. And as I've said to several people over the years, I'd like to know where you can go with a family of five. I've got five grandchildren. There's nowhere I can go with my five grandchildren to pay 40, well, what is £50 really, to go to the show. It's £44 if you buy in advance. And then we have about a dozen outlets, one of which is Coxford's in Aylsham, where they can also go in and buy ticket in advance as well. That's for the, at the discounted price as well.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, I mean, they're spread around the county, actually. It's about a dozen. They're on the website, and people can buy their tickets, or some people like to go in and buy their tickets. Not everybody wants to do it online. But if you come on the day, we're about half and half now. Half the people buy online before and about half pay on the day. That's what the ratio seems to be.
Yes, some people like to wait and see what the weather's
Well,
doing,
they do.
In
fact, I'd say the online tickets are all bought within the last 2 weeks. And the last 3 days, it goes mental, really, if the weather forecast is good. But yeah, we have a full complement of trade stands, market traders, food hall stands, caterers. I think the last 2 years we've been full. I've already had lots of inquiries from new trade stand people who want to come. Everybody who comes for the first time always says, oh, it's been marvellous. We've had a really good time. And after the show, I email everybody and ask them, did you enjoy it? How did you get on? And will you come back next year? It's nice if you can make some money, to give some money to charity, because that makes it feel all worthwhile. And I think supporting people like yourselves is what we're all about, really.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.